Among the many events marking this 45th anniversary of Earth Day, Early Risers Saturday can tune in for an hour-long special on WHYY-FM called The Adapters. Joining me with a preview is The Adapters podcast host, Flora Lichtman. Flora, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Flora, the podcast focuses on climate change. The radio hour kicks off, though, with personal confessions, including you disclosing a guilty pleasure, imported Parmesan.
One of my many guilty pleasures. So the idea with the climate confessions piece of our special and our podcast is to track how people are feeling about climate change and to give people an opportunity to get their sort of guilty feelings about the environment, if they have any, off of their chest. This came about because I have many, many guilty feelings, including the fact that I love imported Parmesan cheese. And I was thinking, you know, do I really need to have it shipped or sent to me from Parma? Is it really that important to me? But it's a tough one for me.
In the course of doing this tracking, were you able to come to any consensus, or is there a whole range of guilty pleasures?
Oh, man. People have a lot of climate guilt, we found. A lot of it is related to sort of everyday things that people do or don't do. We heard a lot about shower shame. You know, people saying, oh, I feel really bad because I take these long, hot showers. We heard a lot about recycling regrets. You know, people who know that they feel like they should be recycling, but they don't do it as often as they would want.
And for many, I presume there's also a sense of futility, that what I do as an individual can't really make much of a difference. Though when we start to focus on folks who don't believe that at all, we're first turning to somebody who embraces the power of the tornado.
That's right. We spoke with this inventor, Louis Michaud, who lives in Sarnia, Ontario in Canada. But he really felt strongly that he had an idea that could make a global impact for our energy future. And his idea is harnessing the power of tornadoes to create power.
This is something that nature does. A large hurricane produces more energy than all the electricity we produce in a year. So if you could produce, you know, a number of small vortices the size of small tornadoes, then effectively we could produce our electricity without producing any greenhouse gas.
Now, Flora, you go to great lengths to humanize him. You describe him in slacks and sweater and gray hair and altogether a warm person.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think that's one of the things we're really trying to do with this podcast in particular, is to talk about these science and environmental issues through the lens of people and the stories of people. And I think, you know, for this piece in particular, what really moved me about this story was that Louis Michaud has spent, you know, almost 50 years trying to further this idea. You know, he really believes that he has an invention that can make a difference. And it was quite moving to talk to someone who's devoted their life to an idea that, you know, hasn't gotten much support.
We may not be encountering these 6 mile long tornado tubes anytime soon, but we all use lithium ion batteries. And with that, part of the focus of the hour turns to scientist, inventor, professor, CEO, and mother, Amy Creato at Colorado State.
What she's trying to do is to develop a better battery, a more efficient battery, one that recharges faster. And so this story is really about her process of getting there.
The key difference is the architecture of the batteries. Our battery is a very high surface area battery. It's you could think about it as a sponge that's filled with all these different materials. And so that lends some very interesting improvements in the physical properties.
It's interesting that Creato has noted that, in a sense, our technological advances are limited by batteries.
Instead of remaking the battery from start to finish, she's taking sort of pieces of battery technology and reinventing those pieces one at a time and then fitting them into kind of existing battery shells. So this is part of her approach as an entrepreneur, is figuring out how to take this new innovation and then figure out how to get it into the market seamlessly.
It seems more plausible than either the tornado machine or the meat patch. Explain.
Oh, the meat patch. Yes, I totally agree. It's definitely more plausible. So the meat patch is an idea proposed by philosopher Matthew Liao at NYU. And he was thinking, you know, what if humans could take sort of personal responsibility for their CO2 footprint in new ways? And he suggested, well, we know that farming and raising livestock for meat consumption creates a lot of emissions. And so what if we could help people quit meat? So the target audience here would be people who want to eat less meat, but just love it so much. They just love that hamburger. So Matthew Liao suggested a meat patch. Think nicotine patch, but for eating meat. And if you ate meat while you were wearing this patch, you would have some kind of mild allergic reaction. You would basically get sick, and that would deter you from eating meat in the future.
18% of greenhouse gas emissions come from livestock farming. And usually the livestock farming is for eating. We eat meat.
Hamburgers
and things like that. So if we eat less meat, we could greatly reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. Now, some people love eating meat and they find it irresistible and they find it really difficult. So human engineering could help here.
Through a meat patch, like a nicotine patch, but it helps you quit meat.
Just as some people are naturally intolerant to milk and crayfish, we could artificially induce a mild intolerance to meat by stimulating our immune system against common bovine proteins.
And in the course of you putting these programs together, are you personally feeling either less pessimistic or more optimistic?
I vacillate. what has really struck me in these first few months of putting this podcast together are the people that we've talked to. We've just talked to so many people who are so engaged and they're devoting their lives to solutions. And in that sense, I'm very hopeful. You know, I think those folks who are giving up their time and energy to really come up with solutions, I don't know, we should all be hopeful about that. I think it suggests that the future might not be as gloomy as it seems.
The Adapters Earth Day radio special airs Saturday morning at 6 on WHYY-FM. Flora Lichtman, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Flora Lichtman is the Adapters podcast host.